She was looking until I looked. Now she looks away.
You look dangerous.
I am dangerous.
He's lethal.
Lethal. Mm-hmm.
Still. Not so still.
Not so what?
He's not so still.
So still?
Still.
Stealth? Oh, stealth.
Stealth?
Yeah. What the? He's not so still.
There we go.
He's like a CA.
Dresses like Johnny Cash.
Center of attention.
The man in black.
The man in black.
Yeah.
That's me. Ready? You guys ready?
Ready.
Oh,
yes.
I was born ready. No, I wasn't.
Fabulous. Hello, hello, Dr. Brett Spradlin. We're at Divine Design Natural Health. Anybody here? Summer 2023 WellWorks. Here's a little schedule. So today, June 12th, today, Monday, June 12th, we're doing Say What You Meme What You Say, part four, right? Part four. And then July 17th, so this is get your schedule set. July 17th, we're doing a class called The Great Awakening. August 7th, we're doing a class called Lies Doctors Tell. What is that? Can you tell? Part 8. We're going into volume 37, section 42. Lies Doctors Tell. Because the lies, they just keep coming in, and there's no end. So I just keep cataloging them, and it's going to be, I don't know where we're going to end. August 21st, Say What You Meme What You Say, part 5. And then September 11th, happy birthday to Gordon. Happy birthday to you. September 11th, the new age for old devils. And September 25th, world upside down. And so that will be the schedule for quarter three of 2023. And without further ado, let's get right into this. You guys ready?
Yes.
Oh, and I'll let somebody hang on to that. All right, let's get right into this. So say what you mean what you say. This is part four. It's been a long time coming. People are indoctrinated, fluoridated, medicated, vaccinated, glyphosated, cosmeticated, food sedated, irradiated, and it is very likely that you, your coworkers, and family members have differing views, at least in part, due to this list above. If they're drinking crappy stuff, eating crappy stuff, taking crappy stuff, it's very difficult. It's going to be more difficult, I should say, to get through to them. And so this is just a little, kind of a, not a mnemonic, but like just a little list, a little musical list to kind of think, oh, that might be why this person is looking at me funny and not listening or not answering my questions, right? Oh, go back for a second. Go back. So effects of the above will lead to misdiagnosis and inevitable drugging for life. Families and workplaces are in conflict over misunderstood physiology, fraudulent science. I cover this because we cover this We have to cover this in a lot of classes because people forget or maybe they didn't see the class from before. Next. So we're getting right into this. What is a meme? A meme is a virally transmitted image embellished with text, usually sharing poignant commentary or cultural symbols, social ideas, or current events. A meme is typically a photo or video, although sometimes it can be a block of text. When a meme resonates with many people, it is spread by way of social platforms. So, in short, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So, in short, a meme is just a picture with words on it. I know it's kind of an art form these days, and I derive a lot of enjoyment out of very funny memes, as you're about to see. There will be horror, there will be comedy, because some memes are not, they're not all funny, let's just say. This is part four of a compilation covering the last 3 years. So, some of it will be a good refresher. for people who had no idea what was going on. And some of it will be like, oh, those are bad memories for people who did know what was going on. Never forget that your medical doctor and friends supported some of this nonsense, and understand that while your family members and friends are still going to medical doctors after the nonsense that occurred in the last 3 years, that now the American Medical Association, the American Pediatric Association are all asserting gender-reaffirming care. What does that mean? Drugs and surgery to change your boys to girls and girls to boys. So if your friends and family are still in the medical system, do them a favor and help them to extricate themselves from it. There is a divergence currently happening of moral philosophy and of spiritual alignment, let's just say. Next, please. In other words, this is a battle of good versus evil. It's attraction versus distraction, and it's light versus darkness. I did not do all of these memes, but I owe credit to hundreds of brilliant, funny, comedic people and minds, and pay homage to them by sharing these pictographic thoughts. And this will be one of the faster paced events we've ever had, so buckle up. Without further ado, do I have a volunteer? Jane, fabulous. Come on over. let's do a spin. Oh, and we need the thing. So Jane, give a brief who are you? Why are you here?
I am here to stay Sorry. Alive.
Who are you? Why are you here?
My name's Jane. I'm here to stay alive.
Great. That's the simplest introduction I've ever heard. Great. Spin the wheel.
Thanks.
And we have COVID's Church. Yay! COVID's Church. I love it. Here you go. COVID's Church. What do we got for this one? Now, keep in mind, I've just collected these over the last, 3 years, and I don't know what many of these are. So some of these will be disturbing. Some of them might be funny. Let's look and see. Bethany Free Will Baptist Church. Jesus cleans the heart. We disinfect the pew. I'm not into it. Sorry, Baptists. Grace Brethren Church. 6 feet apart today is better than 6 feet under tomorrow. See what I mean? Not into it. But this is what churches were saying. Disturbing. We are not here to have a little kumbaya and pat yourself on the back. We're here to go, these are your fellow believers who are saying these things, right? It's unbelievable. Faith United Methodist said, keep loving, keep praying, keep distance. God is near. Stay 6 feet away from people because you got to be afraid. That's faith, right? It's called faith. Faith United Methodist. I'll read this so you guys probably can't see it. Dry Run Church of Christ, this says, Jesus wore a crown of thorns, you can wear a mask. The two are not related. Grace United Methodist Church, mask it or casket. For the safety of all, face masks are required to be able to call yourself my follower. So there's a picture of Jesus and then a picture of a face diaper. See, this is the stuff that was just disturbing me deeply the last 3 years. Mount Bridges United Church of Canada, Pastor Beth Parsons says, thou shalt wear a mask in public. Hygienicist 24/7. That's the stupidest, lamest, most demonic virtue signaling crap I've ever seen from denominational churches. Oh, look at this. Little rainbow flag on the Wesley United Church. We're praying and listening to the scientists. So who do they really listen to? You see why this is a whole category on this? Because this is stuff that unless you're very privy to this and you're following the groups that bring this to light, you're never going to see this. But this is the stupidity that's out there in people who are American Christians and not biblical Christians. There is a world of difference. Yes. Next. That makes me sick with a rainbow flag on the sign. First Baptist Church, give us clean hands, give us Purell hearts.
No.
Purell, made by who? Well, I think Purell is J&J, I believe. We could look that up, and you could fact check me on that. But Purell, yeah, who made $1 million off all this nonsense? Same company's putting crap in your veins. First Baptist Church, is this the same church? Where did I get all these? Go back. Yeah, it's the same exact sign. It's the same. Oh, I'm going to love. If many of you know me closely, I really have a soft place in my heart for Baptists. Here goes. First Baptist Church. Shout Hosanna, but first step back 6 feet. Okay. Yeah, Baptists. Don't know who this guy is, but obviously it was worth saving. It ended up in this class. For decades, evangelicals have declared to our students that they should risk their lives and families' lives, horrible punctuation, to go to a foreign country to plant churches. Now, many of the same are telling them that you shouldn't even risk going to your own church until you know it's 100% safe. Very true. I would fix this, but yeah, very true. Interesting, huh? I'll read this. I remember this. Okay. The Road to Redemption Expungement Clinic. Do you have a misdemeanor charge that is holding you back from housing or employment? Expungements available for little to no cost for those who qualify. Expungements are available to help clear your criminal record of certain misdemeanor charges. Free attorneys and court personnel will be on site to assist. Information on rent relief and other housing questions available as well. Attorneys available to help you with emergency rental assistance applications. All services free of charge for qualified participants. Misspelled. Friday, September 17th, Albertville, First United Methodist. On-site COVID vaccines from CVS. Go get your misdemeanors expunged and get your COVID shots from CVS. Where? At a church. So that then they can hire you for the kids ministry. That's, where do you think that's going to go? All right. Next. Oh, was that it? See, that was a very short, oh, thank God. That was a short, COVID's church. I thought, oh, I hope this isn't a two-hour thing. Okay, so that was good, yeah? Did that light up your bloodstream a little bit?
Yes, yes.
Thomas, come on up. Let's do a, you're my next volunteer. On the wheel. Oh, come on over. Yes. Here we go. Thomas, give me, why are you here? Who are you? Why are you here?
Hi, my name is Thomas, and my goal is to have a healthy life.
Have a healthy life.
Very simple.
How long you been here?
At least a year now. Should
Fabulous.
Be.
Have you noticed any changes?
Oh, yeah. No.
Besides, getting smarter and better looking?
I got rid of my allergies, that's for sure.
Oh, rid of your allergies? How'd you get rid of your... I mean, I thought allergies were genetic and pollen and everything
no,
else.
No, has nothing to do with pollen.
Has nothing to do with pollen. How
nothing
do you know that?
Because I watched one of your classes, and you know, a lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge there, and it has a lot to do with your diet. So
allergies?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know about that. Sounds like a conspiracy theory to me. Go ahead and give it a spin. All right. Here you go. General, we already did that one. Spin again. We're getting down to the wire here. Ooh, we did that one too. Spin it again. I don't know how many we have left. Just a few left.
Conspiracy.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. I was looking at the chemtrails. Spin it again until we get one that we need to hit. Oh!
There we go.
Oh, we just did that one. Keep going. Keep going. there we go. Pharma and vaccines. Yay. Thank you, sir. Oh, this will be an uplifting, soul-searching, wonderful experience here. Pharma and vaccines.
So there's two separate ones. One named pharma, one named vaccines. Which one do you want to
Let's do pharma. Let's do them in reverse alphabetical order. Yes. Pharmaceutical companies are working hard to eradicate disease so they can put themselves out of business. Uh-huh. Yeah, you might want to take a picture of that one. See? Oh, see why we do these? It's a poignant picture with some interesting words that make you think. Now, this is from, I don't know, probably a Captain America, Iron Man. It's a very famous movie, probably. I don't know which one it is. Some of them are just pictures of everyday people. Some of them are just pictures, really, really interesting scenes in very, very, very famous movies. So that's what makes some of them extra funny. Pharmaceutical companies working hard to eradicate disease so they can put themselves out of business? Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. There is no money in healthy people. There is no money in dead people. The money is right in the middle. Yep, pretty much. Next. Oh, I love this one. We put this, this was so great, we put it on the outside wall. I will read it, because this is stuff you've all heard of. They lied about thalidomide, tobacco, asbestos, remember that one? Mercury, opioids. They're lying about vaccines. They lied about aluminum and deodorants. They lied about talcum hygiene products. Remember that just a little while back?
Yeah.
They lied about hormone replacement therapy. All you women that have friends that are doing HRT. They lied about lead in paint. They lied about fluoride. Remember that? They're still lying about that. They lied about antibiotics. Saturated fat. You remember back since the 80s, they've been telling everybody don't eat fat. Fat makes you fat. We've dispelled that and debunked that many times in my food classes. They lied about raw milk. The world's first perfect, awesome food made by God that kept people alive for centuries. We cooked it and pasteurized it and homogenized it. And then we vaccinated the cattle and antibiotic and steroided the cattle so that now they're pumping out diseased milk that's pasteurized and homogenized. And everybody thinks they have dairy allergies, but no, they're allergic to, well, they're not really allergic. They're having a chemical problem from the crap that is sold in stores that we now call milk. But they bastardized God's original food that kept people alive going across plains and prairies and mountains for thousands of years. It's called raw milk. Whole books written on it. I could teach on it forever. If you want to talk about more about that, we could talk after the cameras are shut off. But they lied about raw milk. They lied about pesticides. Still lying about them. They lied about GMOs. They lied about natural medicines. What'd they say about natural medicines? Quackery. They lied about climate change. What are they now still lying about? They lied about soy, artificial sweeteners, LED light bulbs, mercury fillings, RF radiation, glyphosate, flu mist. Remember that? The flu mist. They're lying about statins, sugar, processed food, antidepressants, antipsychotics, all of your depression and anxiety meds. They're lying about chemotherapy. They're lying about radiation. But they're telling you the truth about the COVIDs. This is an abusive relationship right here, right? And you're still thinking they're telling you the truth about this when I've got a list. And this is a small list. I've got a bigger one. There you go. Hey, Adderall, why do you always wear that mask? He flips the mask up. Says, meth. Let's keep this on. 50% of the nation's kids are on this? There's one atom difference between Adderall and methamphetamine. One atom. Not molecule, one atom. Remember that one time in the 80s and 90s when people died from the AIDS treatment, AZT, and not the actual AIDS virus? Remember that one doctor who promoted that treatment? That was him. Does he look familiar?
Yeah.
Is this all the savior of mankind? The man who represents the science? I can't listen to his voice. Next. Does it provide immunity? Only for the manufacturer. I forget. Some people have not seen these. I mean, that's an oldie but a goodie. I would say that one's a classic for your collection if you do collect rare memes. I would say that's a good one. You think an industry that makes money off of sick people is going to give you a free shot that's going to make you super healthy? That's the stupidity of this. We've been doing this for 3 years now, and I've been griping about vaccines for almost 15 years, but people, when this thing dropped, they never had to pay a dime for it, and they thought it was good for them? Unbelievable. And they'll argue with you, and they'll defend the people who are trying to kill them. They'll defend them. So this is not the place for everybody. If you are in that realm where you think the government loves you and wants to take care of you, this is not your place. Not here. No, it's not. Next. You take Dr. Sebi. Some of you may know who that is. Some of you may not. You take health advice from someone who profits when you're sick. Right? When people come to me and they go, well, my doctor just wants to put me on drugs. Yeah, I know. That's all he can do by law. You think he's going to do something else? What's he going to do? Give you an herb? Teach you how to eat right? He already had 50, 60, 70 years to do that, right? How long have you been going to your medical doctor? Oh, 50, 60, 70 years. Have you gotten better? No. You think it's just going to magically get better, right? You're going to find that perfect. You're finally going to find that specialist that knows enough about your rare autoimmune condition to give you the right drug. That's what you're thinking. That's stupidity. That's insanity is what that is. Revelation 18:23. Merchants were the great men of the earth, for by their pharmakia, sorceries, witchcraft, voodoo, demonism, all nations were deceived. I didn't write it, he did. Don't take issue with me, pharmacists. It's in the Bible. Four places in just the book of Revelation. Adding pharmaceutical drugs to a sick body to cure it is like adding poison to a polluted lake to clean it. Just let that one blossom and grow for a moment. I don't know who this is, but obviously I liked this. Drug makers knew that Zantac caused cancer, but sold it anyways for 40 years. Think about that the next time you outsource your health to Big Pharma. Yep, Zantac for GERD, right? A made-up nonsense crap disease, Zantac. 40 years, they knew it was killing people. The same pharmaceutical companies that are now building your mRNA, artificial intelligence, parasite, nanoparticle, bioweapon, lethal injections. Yes, same companies. You're not sick, you're being poisoned. Can't tell you the number of times I look at the side effects of the medications that somebody's on and we can eliminate all of their symptoms. Next. I'll just let you look at that one. If you don't know what that is, it's a biblical lithograph or a picture, a sketch of Molech. And here are the Israelites feeding their kids to the demon god. And down here you've got New York Times, NBC, Washington Post, MSNBC, or Bill Gates NBC is what I call that one. Associated Press, CDC, the Centers for Disease Creation, CBS, ABC, and CNN, and then the FDA is handing the children over to Pfizer because the FDA approved the Pfizer shots to depopulate the infants. The person who takes medicine must recover twice, once from the disease and once from the medicine. William Osler, medical physician back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, I've quoted him many times in previous classes. School shootings weren't a problem for Generation X. It started with Generation RX. There were no school shootings before psychiatric medications. Let that sink in for a minute. That is outside
New York.
No. That is CERN, the Council of European Radiation Nuclear is what it means, the Council on European Nuclear Radiation. But they put the adjective in front of the noun in French, or in Swiss. It's in Switzerland. CERN, we won't get into the whole thing about what they're doing. I'll just show you this. That's their logo. What's the logo look like? 666, that's their logo, the 666. And then who's this?
Shiva.
So all you yoga people out there, that's who you're worshiping. The multi-armed, the destroyer standing on, what they say it's a dwarf, but it really, 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 it identifies as a baby. Balancing on the spine of a baby. Look at that. So that's who all these people are in league with. We won't get into details on that. I teach a whole class just on CERN and the evil that is going on over there. But that's on their campus in Switzerland. Next. Oh, this is a good one. I took aspirin for the headache caused by the Zyrtec for the hay fever. I got from the Relenza for the upset stomach and flu symptoms. I got by the Viagra for the erectile dysfunction, from the Pepecia for the hair loss caused by the Ritalin. For my short attention span caused by the Scopoderm TTS, for the motion sickness that I got from the Lamotil, for the diarrhea caused by the Xenical, for the weight gain caused by the Paxil, for the anxiety that I got from Zocor, that I'm taking for my high cholesterol because a good diet and exercise is just too much trouble. That's a typical American. A typical American over 50 years of age is on 15 medications average. And that's it. Farm animal? Farm animal. Yep. If we didn't have a pharmaceutical industry, we wouldn't need a pharmaceutical industry. Is that one of mine? Looks like.
Sounds like it.
Sure does. And this looks like our quote marks. I don't know. No, I don't think that's me. I don't know. Alex, Zach, I like a lot of the stuff this guy says. I just grab these from other places. I'm not actually on Twitter, never have been. Why does the pharma industry go to great lengths to ensure natural health info is ridiculed, mocked, censored, and banned by the media and tech? The answer is really simple. Natural health affects their ability to retain lifelong customers. Natural health makes pharma obsolete. I've said this many times in the past. We don't try to destroy big pharma. Like, you're not going to reform it. Just like you're not going to reform the government, you're not going to reform it. There's no reforming it. And you can't destroy it and rebuild it. You have to form something completely brand new that makes it obsolete. That's what we're doing. Because every dime you spend here is $40 to $80 that you would be normally spending in insurance premiums, deductibles, copays, coinsurance, prescriptions, surgeries, cameras up your butt, cameras down your throat, mammograms, smashing things. You can either spend it now or spend it later. But when you come here, you make them obsolete. Go ahead. Governments don't understand why so many nasty diseases are suddenly breaking out around the world. And then, which industry spends the most on lobbying? Pharmaceuticals, health products. 5.1 billion in products, insurance, 3 million, electric utilities, 3 million. Which industry spends the most on lobbying? Pharmaceuticals. And governments just don't understand why there's so many nasty diseases. Get it? Next. Hey, Sonny, you look depressed. Here, take some Prozac. You're hyperactive. You need Ritalin. Take this. Take that. It's okay. I'm a doctor. When I was in school, they were teaching say no to drugs. 10 years later, Adderall hit the market. That's it. Right there. Next. Could you refill these quickly? I'm about to leave town. This, you know where I got this? I got this from a Facebook group called The Angry Pharmacist. And you should hop on that group if you ever want to see what your pharmacists are thinking about how stupid you are. The Angry Pharmacist. I don't know if they'll let you in. You might have to be a health professional or something like that. But I got in just, I thought, oh, this is going to be fun. And they hate you. They hate you. It's funny. And that's the stuff they gripe about. That's where I got that. Hydroxychloroquine has not been around 65 years. It's not a prophylactic for COVIDs. It doesn't ameliorate the symptoms of COVIDs. I'd never passed random clinical trials for 4 approvals. There was no such thing as field trials. Talking about a drug that's been around for a long, 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 long time. It was false information. It's been reviewed by independent fact checkers on all these points. The point of this is, for the first time, the pharmaceutical companies cannibalized their own products. You've never seen that before in history because they didn't want anything to be available for when the vaccines rolled out because they want you dead. They want you dead. They want you dead. Next. Why are your churches not telling people this? Any idea? Why are they standing by? Why are some churches doing vaccine clinics? They get money from the government. That's why. It's called a 501c3. 97% of scientists agree with those who fund them. Shocker. Shocker. Who are you? You're an assassin. What? Or no, then he says, now I'm your doctor. What? I have a passion to kill, but an oath to uphold. What? And then down here, pharmacist when the P fell off the sign. So it's actually a harmacist.
If you follow the science, it leads to my bank account.
That little elf, oh, that little elf. I'd love to knock him off the shelf. All right, we got one more. How much more do we have in us, folks? We want to do one more? Yeah. Microphone.
I think we have time for 2.
Do we? More memes? I always have time for more memes. Gordon, come on up.
Uh-oh.
Yep, you're in deep trouble.
I'm in trouble now.
Yep. All right.
I got to spin it.
Yep, you're going to have to spend.
Although we'll be spinning here for another 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, we'll just we'll get the closest spin, and we'll go to the closest open one. How's that sound?
There you go.
Go ahead. Here you go. Cobade's Church. Cobade's Church. We already, oops. Oh, no. Let's see. Where's the nearest closest one? You know what? Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous.
Let's do miscellaneous, Jonathan. He spun it so hard he broke the wheel. Unbelievable. I guess I don't know my own strength. Now here's something we hope you'll really like. Ready? This is miscellaneous?
Yeah.
Is it? I love the sacrilege. I love the sacrilege and the blasphemy. God and nature versus man and science. Who's your God? You've got Adam and God, which is, you know, a graven image on the ceiling of the stupid Sistine Chapel. And here's God reaching out for Adam, and Adam is vaccinating God. Isn't that great? Bravo, medicine. Bravo, medicine. They really pulled off the homicide, didn't they? They really pulled it off in a big way. Dr. Robert Malone, Bill Gates, 30-year virologist, immunologist, computer dude. He's got a Bachelor of Science in Biochem, Master of Science in Biology. How many of you know who this is? Nobody? No. Yes? Yes? No? Robert Malone, one of the most published scientists in the history of the world. He's a let's just go through it. He's got a biochem bachelor's, he's got a master in biology, he went to Northwestern for his medical doctorate, he did postdoctoral at Harvard, he was the co-creator of mRNA vaccine technology. Does that sound familiar? Mm-hmm. He was the co-creator of it. And he says ivermectin is effective in curing COVIDs and is being intentionally suppressed. He's been a virologist for 30 years. He came out of the woodwork as one of the top doctors out there, one of the most published doctors out there in the history of the world, along with McCullough and a bunch of other doctors, and all got censored, all got banned, all got shadow banned. They were threatened. People came after him. Compared to this dude, who went to Harvard for mathematics and computer science, but he dropped out. He's stated on several occasions that the world is too overpopulated. He's donated hundreds of millions to worldwide vaccine programs, and he conducted a simulated coronavirus pandemic exercise in October of 2019, along with the World Economic Forum and the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Health, which we covered right after they did that back in 2019. So this guy is banned and nowhere to be found unless you know where to look. And this guy is on CSNBC, ABC, CBS, all over the media because he owns half of it. Who do you think people listen to the most? Right here. And now, since the whole COVID's hoax, he's been buying up farmland, he's been creating genetically modified mosquitoes, and he's been turning all the food into factory lab meat. So he does not love you. He drinks blood. He hates humans. But, you know, he wears a sweater and talks like Kermit the Frog, so people aren't afraid of him. You cannot force someone to comprehend a message that they are not ready to receive. Still, you must never underestimate the power of planting a seed. Oh, I love that. Yep, absolutely. Lockdowns don't work. Take that. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, y'all can see what that is. I have to think of my future. They're only doing what they told them to. I have to. I have a family to feed. If I don't do this, I'll get fired. My boss told me to. I'm just following orders. All the stuff people said. When the food shortages began, remember that vegans are the closest thing there is to a free-range, antibiotic-free, grass-fed meat source. You're supposed to laugh at that, Gordon. You picked this one. This is your fault. This is your fault. No, go back to that. You guys aren't, you guys didn't appreciate that. When the food shortages start, go for the vegans. They're free range, antibiotic free, grass fed. There, you got it.
That's
okay.
A plus cannibalism.
It sure is. Yeah. Yep, A+. Next. There's no energy crisis, food crisis, or environmental crisis. There's only a crisis of ignorance. Correct. Well, you see the staircase, big giant book, right? Dude climbing a staircase, it's going to take him a while. Or just a bunch of fat white Americans sitting in front of a TV screen in the handicap section. Which one you go to? I hate this. Go back. I hate this, and I hate that. But I love this. I love that. I added to my book collection quite a big deal. I've added quite a few books to my collection just recently. What'd you say?
The guy going up is much healthier.
Oh yeah. Slim guy.
More agile.
Yeah, a bunch of bovine creatures. Yep, right there. Yep. Next. You're either getting paid for the decisions you made years ago or you're paying for them. Yep. As you focus on clearing your generational trauma, don't forget to claim your generational strengths. Your ancestors gave you more than just wounds. That's right. Love this. Our reptilian overlords trying to figure out how their billion-dollar propaganda machine is being defeated by memes.
Ah.
That's a classic. That's if you don't have that in your collection, you should have that one. You should. Oh, this is one of my favorites. Unfriending people in the 1300s. Just cleaved. Oh, yeah, this is when Planned Parenthood was, everybody was, when Roe v. Wade got turned over. Spirit Halloween opening soon in the Planned Parenthood headquarters. Spirit Halloween, the costume shops that open around Halloween, they take up all the closed stores. Yeah, anyway. I forgot. Without government, who would tell you to give cyclists space while blocking the bike lane? Oh. Scientists who didn't predict a single thing accurately for the last 2 years, confident they know what the weather's going to be like in 100 years. Yep. I am. Two of the most powerful words for what you put after them shapes your reality. True. Which is why we very much help people to understand that they cannot be cursing themselves with everything they come in here. Well, I have diabetes and I had cancer. I'm a cancer survivor. And, you know, I have Lyme's disease and I have this and that. And I have irritable bowel and I've got hemorrhoids and I've got this and that. Stop. Those are all diagnoses that you don't even know if they were the correct diagnosis. So let's just start understanding that the people who told you this might not have been trustworthy. So you got to change what you're saying about I am. This is how high fuel prices are. Hunter Biden's just regular Snoop Dogg's plus. I really don't know who the Supreme is. And then for diesel high, you've got Willie Nelson over here. I don't know who Supreme is. I don't know who that is. That's funny. Your chances of being killed by a monkey are low, but never zero. I don't know what that has to do with pharma, but it's funny. Jesus didn't eat with sinners and tax collectors because he wanted to appear inclusive, tolerant, and accepting. He ate with them to call them to a changed and fruitful life, to die to self and live for him. His call is transformation of life, not affirmation of identity. I should get a little, can I get an amen on that one for crying out loud? Yeah, but homeschooled kids are weird though. But there's bullet holes. Funny, huh? I'll just let that one speak for itself. If you believe what these people say they're doing, you are deceived. The class on September 25th, in 3 months, will blow your mind as far as this one picture right here will explain everything we're talking about in September 25th. But this right here, go back, this right here is not what you think it is. It's more like this. Only fake. Next. I can't share that meme. Too many people would get upset. That's why no one will remember your name. God, nobody knows that movie? Troy? Great movie. Fabulous movie. Highly recommended. Historical epic, Troy. Oh, it'll blow your mind. Yeah. Biblical stuff. Show me an atheist and I'll show you someone who worships science and is afraid to die. True. Oh no, this is miscellaneous. Sorry. No wonder this is kind of out there. Everyone must choose one of two pains, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. I thought we were on pharma. Next, hemp trees. Takes 90 days to grow, takes 15 plus years to grow. This is hemp. And then, oh, I'm sorry, I read the thing wrong. Hemp takes 90 days to grow. Trees take 15 plus years to grow. If the U.S. government didn't ban hemp in 37, we'd live in bug-resistant, fireproof homes made of hempcrete. Yep. So we've done classes on this before, the ABCs of CBD. If you want to understand a little bit about the history of why they outlawed a plant that just grows everywhere very quickly, there was a paper industry, textile industry, cotton industry, fiber industry, oil industry. And with this here, you don't need styrofoam, you don't need plastic, you don't need nylon, you don't need rayon, you don't need yoga pants. That right there. So it wasn't about the drug, it was about the material. Next. Wisdom's not free, you have to pay attention. Okay, we fixed it, so it won't scare anyone. And don't assume its identity. It's not an AR-15. It identifies as a wireless handheld peacekeeping device. Oh, yes. If you haven't seen this, this will blow your mind. I'll read it. Eat celebrity meat. Bite Labs grows meat from celebrity tissue samples and uses it to make artisanal salami. You've never experienced celebrities like this. Are you getting this? Watch this. Celebrity. It all starts with your favorite celebrities and a quick biopsy to obtain tissue samples. I'm not kidding, man. I'm not kidding. Culture. Isolating muscle stem cells, we grow celebrity meat in our proprietary bioreactors. Then, meats. In the tradition of Italian cured meats, we dry, age, and spice our product into fine charcuterie. Cannibalism, fake meats, and complete demonism. Advertised right there for the whole world to see. Human flesh grown in a laboratory. It's coming. It's coming. Amen and a woman makes as much sense as all of these. Remember when they did this? Amen and a woman. Because this is toxic masculinity. So a lot of pastors were joining in and saying and ending prayers with a woman. Not pastors like you and I would listen to, mind you, but American Christian pastors. Apartment and apart woman, argumentative and argumentative, clemency and cleo-womancy, amenity and a-womanity, mental and womental, ramen and raw woman, commend and com woman, employment and employ woman. You see, it's just the stupidity. These aren't real words. It's just somebody making fun of, you know, they have to take the word. They have to take these three letters out of every word possible, right? It's just stupidity. It's just somebody making fun of the stupidity. Next. There are only a few real viruses. All of them are of the mind. That's true. That is a very true statement. One of those is the belief that a wild gang of coercive, divisive, manipulative, and exploitive men and women have legitimate authority over you and your life if they simply refer to themselves as government. Correct. Time to stop big tech. They are using you. So get rid of Google, get rid of Facebook, get rid of WhatsApp, get rid of Twitter, get rid of News 24, ABC, yada yada. This is outdated because DuckDuckGo, I think, was bought by Google or taken over by Google.
Microsoft.
Who is it?
Microsoft.
DuckDuckGo got bought by Microsoft? That's even worse. Okay. So scratch your DuckDuckGo. I know I told years ago, I was telling people, hey, just use DuckDuckGo, get away from Google, but they went down. MeWe and Parler, I think MeWe's still around. Parler went out.
Yeah, Parler's gone.
Telegram, that's the only thing I use. Signal, that's NSA. Signals, I've never used Signal. Speak Freely, I don't know, is Gab still around?
No idea.
I have no idea. I don't even know what these are.
I don't
So let the people's voices be heard. This is just something. Get off all the big media platforms. Just get off, because they're keeping all your data. Next. This one got cut off. This is good, though. What's the top part say, Jonathan?
Your great-great-grandmother.
Oh, I thought there was something up. Okay. Your great-great-grandmother, a prairie housewife with a dirt floor and no running water, watching you complain that your Amazon Prime delivery was a day late. Yeah. That's Jim Morrison of The Doors. If you don't control your mind, someone else will. That might have been one of the truest things he ever said. I've read his biography back when I was a teenager. The fearful seek to serve themselves by mastering the world, while the fearless seek to serve the world by mastering themselves. Yep. Oh, here it is. I've wondered what happened to this. For my friendship circle over the years, 2017, bunch of guys, bunch of girls, 2018, about half the amount, 2019, couple couples, 2020, a cat.
It should have been a dog.
It should have been. I saw one, and I don't know where it's at. It might be in here, where it had a dog right here. I thought, that's us. That's what happened. That's what happened. We finally got, you know, we finally got to the point where we thought, okay, my faith in humanity needs to be restored. I think we need to get a couple dogs. It's working, too. I forget what the Bible predicted everything. Oh, this is End Times Productions. Pretty good channel on YouTube. The dude behind End Times Productions. Good guy. 6 in 10 Christians. 6 in 10 Christian nuns hold at least one new age. Nuns. I don't get that. Anyway, what he's trying to say here is among Christians, here's all your Protestants, Catholic, unaffiliated. And here are the numbers. Listen, 37% of Christians believe spiritual energy can be located in physical things. 40% of Christians believe in psychics. 29% of Christians believe in reincarnation. 26% of Christians believe in astrology. And net believe in at least one. I'm not sure exactly what that is. It's Pew Research Center. I'm not sure about this and I'm not sure about that. But I copied that from a video just because I was so blown away by it. So blown away by, I can't even believe it. Anyway, next. Disheartening, quite the mixture, right. Golden Girls, old show, way back in the day. Do you ever just forget to hide your expressions for a minute, and then you're like, whoa, I did not mean to make that face out loud? That never happens to me. If you want to make friends, you need to talk to people. People want to talk to them? That look, yep. It's that fluoride stare. Gilda Radner, never mind. Yeah. He's sowing seed on the path with the memes. Funny, yeah. Stop building a spaceship to Mars and just plant some damn trees. They're distracting everybody, tricking everybody into people are actually thinking that they're launching a rocket to Mars. It's not what's happening. Frederick Douglass said, it's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. It's very good. Ralph Waldo Emerson, I love this. To laugh often and much, to win the respect of the intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endured betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find beauty in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know that one life has breathed easier because you lived here. This is to have succeeded. There's truth in that, not all of it. Next, the only difference between an ordeal and an adventure is your attitude. There's not a scarcity of resources, there's a scarcity of consciousness. Very good. Since we're now redefining everything, this is a cordless hole puncher. Go back to that one. Everybody like that one. Appreciate that for a moment. Yeah, very good. Society in 2010. We're going to have flying cars a decade from now. Mm-hmm. Society in 2021. I'm offended by the gender of this toy potato. That's one of my favorites. Remember to connect male to female. Why assign gender roles to electrical connections? Let the circuits decide their own identities. And then what happens? Meltdown. Look at that. Classic. That was early on in the whole like woke thing that happened. How long before man witch is deemed offensive and called gender neutral meat sauce? Oh, and you know what? I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you a long time ago that they were going to all the Tony Awards and the Grammy Awards and the Oscars and all the big red carpet shindigs that they have in Hollywood. The Tony Awards are for Broadway. Grammys are for the music industry. Oscars are for films, movies. Well, I finally saw the other day that there was a a Best Actress Award given to a dude just the other day. In the Tonys?
Yeah.
Yep, in the Tony Awards. So years ago, I'd said a couple, 2-3 years ago when all this stupidity started, I said, well, how are they going to do that in the future? This is going to happen. This is going to happen. It happened. Being rich is having money. Being wealthy is having time. That's correct. And if you remember go back to that one real quick. If you don't recall our money classes on The Root of All Evil Part 1 and The Root of All Evil Part 2 kind of led up into, and we defined rich, money, wealthy. We defined these terms. Talked about inflation, talked about the banks, talked about all the stupidity going on and how to get out of that mess. If you're interested in that, Root of All Evil Part 1, Part 2. Next. America is not divided by race, color, gender, or sexual orientation. America is divided into wise people and fools divide themselves by race, color, gender, or sexual orientation. Yes, please. A little bit of that. I asked a wise man, tell me, sir, in which field could I make a great career? He said with a smile, be a good human being. There's a lot of opportunity in this area and very little competition. Very good. I actually took this picture at Costco when they had the arrows on the floor. Remember back when they had the arrows on the floor? Yeah. This is a cat toy. What's the problem with this?
Cats can't read.
That's one problem. What's the other problem? What's the bigger problem? That's not a bad one. I'm looking for a bigger one, though. They had to put the signs on there for people not to try to enter into the cat toys. Do not enter. So that tells you what?
That they were letting children try to crawl in there?
Children? I don't know. How many kids you see at Costco? Right? I just thought it was shocking. I just thought it was shocking. I don't know. The fact of the matter is that this is when everybody started losing their minds. This is the month where they started putting the things on the. We got time for one more?
Seven. We're
not
pretty good
till. Yeah, let's do one more. You guys want one more?
Yes.
Let's do it. All right. Wida, come on up here. Oh, and we've got. And I keep forgetting. Right after Wida.
Yeah.
Come on up, darling.
Coming up.
You have a unique story, don't you?
Oh. Let's see. I guess we all do.
You do. Give a 99 cent while you're here, what you're doing.
Okay.
99 cent.
Okay. I'm a Wida, and I've been a nurse for well over 50 years. And I started having a lot of questions, and things didn't add up. And this is where I found the answers.
Wow, that was short.
We won't have time for the memes.
Yeah, we will. What was not adding up, though? What started? I'm curious. Like, why did stuff started not adding up? You're a nurse. What wasn't adding up?
Oh, all kinds of things. Like, I worked at a local psych hospital, and the social workers insisted we call these boys girls as they were transitioning back in at least as early as 2015.
2015?
Mm-hmm.
So 7-8 years ago, you were already kind of hearing some of this stuff at a psychiatric hospital?
Right.
8 years ago. Had anybody heard any of this 8 years ago? I hadn't either.
And it was really hard to look up at a 6-foot dude with beard and...
Call him ma'am?
It was something else.
That says it all. Yeah. Okay.
There was a lot of stuff, but that was one biggie.
So this has been eight... Oh, get over here. So that was 8 years. Mm-hmm. Wow. Ready?
Okay.
We'll do you in just a second. Let her spin here. Go ahead and spin. We'll go to the nearest. What do we got? MSM, sheep. Ready? Thank you, darling. So if that doesn't tell you something, and I think Weta, you're one of the only people in your family that didn't buy the lie when it came out.
All my family have taken shots.
All of her family have taken the shots. She's a nurse. They didn't trust her because she wasn't giving them the same information that the television was telling them, right? We can't hear you. We need a microphone. If you're going to speak, we just need a microphone.
And I have a niece who is an MD, and she would not listen to any of what I said. She, quote, met with on Zoom with Fauci every week and followed what he said.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Met with Fauci on Zoom every week. Okay. Oh, and we've been... conveniently missing our testimonials. So go ahead, Sam.
It's okay. This one's pretty long, so this will make up for it.
Oh, perfect.
All right. So this patient, this is from when they were about 2 months into care. She said, 2 years prior to beginning treatment at Divine Design, I was getting sick every time I ate. I was vomiting or had diarrhea up to 8 times per day. From there, I had multiple tests and scopes done to diagnose me with IBS and food allergies. From the gastro doctor alone, I had probably 6 prescription drugs for IBS and acid reflux. I have never liked taking prescriptions, so I just refused to take them. At this point, I knew I had to do something. Upon finding Divine Design, I was surprised in a good way that treatment was centered on food intake. My eating habits were already pretty good, but Divine Design took it to the next level. This is my 8th visit, and I can tell my nutrition is making all the difference. I have not been sick after eating whole foods once since beginning here, and I have not paid to see any of my normal doctors since beginning treatment either. With supplements and nutrition, I have been able to feel better, stop getting sick, stop seeing doctors that are not healing me, and avoid taking prescription drugs. Wow, that's pretty good.
And just... you know, sometimes you'll run into people who find this information, get this information, and they dig it, and they love it, and they eat it up. Other times, people will come in here, and they will fight you. They'll dig their heels in. They'll try to drag you backwards. And we just go forward. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they think. It doesn't matter their opinion. We just go forward with what we know because it works every time. So, FYI, that was a good... She listened. She listened to everything. Next, mainstream media. Hey, Dad, is it wrong that I'm 14 and I believe in the Easter Bunny? Son, I'm 43 and I still believe in what the media says. this was real. This was real. This was CNN, and it says coronavirus kills 2 men in meth lab explosion. Remember that? Motorcycle accident? It's a coronavirus. No one would vaccinate anymore if the media covered vaccine injuries and deaths like they cover coronavirus. The mainstream media lies about literally everything. Okay, I'm going to need you to verify that claim with a link to a credible mainstream media article. This is your friend, right? This is your friend. Or no, this is you here. And then your friend is wanting you to send peer-reviewed, double-blind, placebo-controlled white paper from the American Journal of, you know, an American Medical Association journal article. That's how it is. Maybe one day we'll stop believing the media every time they create a crisis. Maybe, right? Most powerful weapon in the world? Weapon of mass deception.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Mainstream media, I'm awake. You have no power here. Yes. I love this one. Breaking news. Something irrelevant to your life just happened, and now I'm going to blow it out of proportion for days to keep you distracted from what's really going on. And you'll notice that a lot of these have to do with television shows and news programming. I don't ever watch this stuff. I just see what people talk about. Or if I go to a hotel or I stay in an Airbnb, every once in a while I'll turn on the TV just to see what people are hearing, watch the commercials for a little while, and I can't believe the differences that I see in TV, how it was 5 years ago to how it is now. It's just, see, people don't notice it because they have televisions in their house. I don't. I haven't for a long, long time. So, yeah, how to kill monkeypox virus. Remember the monkeypox? Whatever happened? Chuck your TV out the window. How to tell if you're being manipulated. One, is your television on? Two, is the news on? You're being manipulated. Casting, broadcasting. Channels, channeling, media, medium, right? What you think witchcraft looks like and what it actually looks like. Yeah, crazy. Grasp this. They create a fantasy and put it on the news. You then go out and live according to the fantasy, thereby making it real. This is their black magic, and it doesn't work without you. I did two classes, I believe, on the ritualistic side of like mask wearing, repeating the narrative, walking 6 feet apart. I did two classes in 2020 just about that topic. Darkness to Light, Part 3, Darkness to Light, Part 4, I believe. And it was just saying, why are people not seeing this? Why are people walking along the arrows in a supermarket? It was unbelievable. But they created a fantasy. Your perception of reality depends on what you see and what you're shown. Do some research of your own. Here's the full view, and here's what you'd see on mainstream media. That is good. See why I love memes? This right here is wonderful. You don't see the whole picture. You only see half of it, right? It looks like the cat is eating the little baby cat, but it's really caring. If it's on TV, it's a lie. Next. There's a new strain of bullshit and a third wave of propaganda discovered. Breaking news. So we have to change your narrative. Because the lies have mutated. There are no viruses. There are no viruses. What do you hate the most? Facts. You're hired. When you don't let the corporate news affect your perception of reality. And this is a very famous scene from Ace Ventura, old Jim Carrey movie, and his windshield is shattered out, so he just drives around with his head out the window. So that's the point of that one. Okay. Today's COVID's forecast will have a heavy downpour of continuous propaganda with a deluge of manipulated stats, a 100% chance of misinformation, and strong surge of high-pressure virtue signaling, guilt-tripping, and oppression moving in from the miserable lying bastards in our government. Expect more of the same tomorrow. Oh, hilarious. Raccoons are saddle-breaking feral hogs and riding them into battle against the possums. The media probably won't cover this. You know what this is? This is somebody's trail cam. You got a possum on top of a feral hog, and they're battling the possum. That's funny. Why are you guys not laughing at that? That's funny. Just kidding. Next. Hoping tomorrow we have a mass television outage so that the pandemic can end. Fingers crossed. Okay, I think that's it. Let's do one more testimonial, Sam. Any questions, thoughts, cries of outrage, let me know right after this testimonial, and then we'll get out of here.
All right, this one's from one of our current patients. She said, pretty much every time I ate, I felt like crap. I was bloated with heartburn, upset stomach, and I felt like I had a brick in my stomach. The bloating has now gone away after being here, and the heartburn is almost entirely gone, and no more bricks in my stomach. That's pretty good.
Yes.
Bricks in your stomach aren't that fun.
We remove bricks in the stomach. All right, so just a review, July 17th. This is our last class for a little while. I'm here this week, then I'm gone. for a while. Foot spa, sauna, pulse, nutrition, laser, percussion, everything else is gone but chiropractic. After that, here's your list of July or summer 2023, quarter three, 2023, July, August, September classes. Get them at the front desk. We'll be putting it on Facebook, everything else. I'll answer some questions. Stick around for a minute here, but we are signing off, and we will see you next class, July 17th, The Great Awakening. Dr. Brett Spradlin, Divine Design, Natural Health. Woo! All right.